The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble. But the good news is we're going in with our eyes open and the ability to sidestep it because we are armed with information. Yep. At New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, something that is dangerous is something that might look good on the surface level. But when you dig in at the footnotes, when you look in from the bottom up and you get behind the surface numbers, you find out that things are misleading. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they always blog about their danger zone pick, which is important just if you want to follow up. If you want more information, you want to maybe get some more about what David Trainer, the president of New Constructs, was thinking as he put this together and came onto the show, well, go check out the blog. Again, newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The Franklin Small Mid-Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
Okay, the Franklin Small Mid-Cap Growth Fund. The A shares are ticker symbol FRSGX. And for surface level, well, a lot of investors would do a surface level thing and go, well, that's like a three-star fund for Morningstar. So three-star doesn't sound great, but at a surface level, they're thinking everything's okay. Why are you thinking that this one is dangerous?
First of all, it's pretty significantly underperformed, but the main thing is that the allocation, the capital allocated in that fund goes to way more stocks that we consider dangerous than it does to attractive stocks. And it's and on that front, it's much worse than its benchmark. So, for example, Franklin puts 49% of the fund into dangerous or worse rated stocks, while the iShares Russell Midcap Growth Fund only puts 32%. And then the Russell puts 19% of its portfolio to attractive or better rated stocks, where Franklin's only putting 7%. So we're seeing, you know, them, and when we look a little deeper behind the surface, a lot of it's because of valuation. So it looks to us like the portfolio management team is just lazy. They're chasing performance. Because guess what? Chasing performance has worked pretty well most of the last 10 years. It has not worked well in the second half of 2015 or the first part of 2016. And we think investors would be much better served putting their money in funds where you got better portfolio management.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. Could it possibly be that the fund manager has a strategy where they're doing momentum or they're doing something along those lines that basically puts them on the outs with your methodology? Like, we understand that we're not living up to the New Constructs methodology, but our methodology says buy things with this kind of momentum or buy things with this kind of PE ratio or something along those lines. Is there anything that makes the behavior more excusable, even if you look at it and go, well, hey, guys, fine, you can justify it, but your performance still is mediocre, etc.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't really believe in momentum. Now, I would readily admit that momentum has worked for a lot of the last 10 to 15 years. It is not working anymore these days. And I don't think it's going to work anymore because you don't really have the Fed putting wind in the sails of the market anymore. It's pretty clear that the Fed is looking to keep the market flat, right? Where for a long time, the Fed put, the Bernanke put, the Greenspan put, the Yellen put, whatever you had, you, the stock market was not going to go down. It was going to keep going up. And I think that the tone from the Fed has very clearly changed to that we're going to keep it flat. Flat is a stock picker's market. Fed put is a momentum picker's market. And guess what? You don't need a lot of skill to be a momentum investor. And that's why I think it's a big deal. Because guess, you know, yes, momentum has worked. Technical analysis has worked really well up until the last 6, 8, 12 months. But that requires almost no skill. So when that ends, when that market environment ends, you better be real careful where you put your money, because people have been able to disguise luck with skill, or disguise skill with luck. I always get that mixed up.
This is a fund. This is a fund that it's been middle of the pack at best in its Morningstar or Lipper peer groups. It's not horrible from that perspective. Is it horrible from your perspective? I mean, if somebody's got this, you're looking at it going, hey, this is lazy management. But how much of this could be, hey, we could throw a lot of funds into that boat?
There's a lot of funds that go into that boat. This one ranks worst amongst all of the mid-cap funds, mid-cap style funds that we looked at. Every quarter we do a ranking of all the styles, right? And the small cap style is worst in this quarter. Mid-cap growth, however, in five of the past six quarters, we noticed a trend in that it has been getting a dangerous rating. The style itself hasn't been that bad, but more recently, over time, it hasn't been that bad. More recently, it has. So we did a deeper dive. You know, which of these funds is the worst? And this Franklin fund came out on top. And one other thing, you know, we always like to look at what's the cost of being in the fund. And the expense ratio reported for the A shares is 0.94. We come up with a total annual cost of 3.36, or a difference of 242 basis points. So when you've got bad stocks and you've got a much higher cost, the threshold for outperformance is really super high, and we just don't think this management team is going to be able to do that.
Well, and in fact, we're going to be talking about that and costs with our next guest, but that's a subject for our next guest. This was the Danger Zone and Franklin Small Mid-Cap Growth, FRSGX, the Danger Zone pick, sort of a middle-of-the-pack fund by most measures, but when you really look at it, is a bottom-of-the-pack fund as far as David Trainor's concerned. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, if you want more information on this or any Danger Zone pick, go to newconstructs.com and follow them on Twitter, @newconstructs. Up next, like I said, Russ Kinnell from Morningstar will be talking about how costs are predictive of results when Money Love continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.